Smell that?
It's the airing of a lot of dirty laundry.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurtz, what happened?
On Star 102.5.
So our listener, Sam, got a hold of us because, well, he had quite a fun time with Emily, but Emily hasn't been getting back to him, so we want to find out what happened. And good morning, Sam. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
We're doing good. Thank you. You sent us a Facebook message, and so why don't you tell us, where are you at right now with Emily?
I would say holding pattern, as in, she's hold now, I'm returning my phone call.
Okay.
Tell us about it. You guys have gone out, and how was the date?
It was amazing. She ended up asking me to stay the night, and when I woke up the next morning, I smelled bacon cooking in the kitchen.
Really?
Oh, wow. All right. So she made you breakfast in the morning.
Yeah. First time for me. and all I could think was, I'm hanging on to her at this point.
So why do you think she isn't calling you back?
That's a good one. Good question. Because all I can think of is that I'm an Android user, and she... So it's like an iPhone-Android communication gap.
Oh, my gosh. Is that seriously a thing with people today?
Sure, the phones are to blame. Why not?
Oh, my goodness.
Why not?
All right, so how long has it...
It's wishful thinking, but I really cannot understand why I wouldn't have heard back from her. To tell you the truth, it doesn't make any sense.
Gotcha.
All right, and you said it's been about 2 weeks since you heard from her?
Yep. 13 days on the nose.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, let's see if we can get Emily on the phone and find out what happened for you here, Sam.
Get a quick cup of coffee, then come back for this.
Next, with Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
It's probably not the Android versus iPhone thing. 99% sure. So what did happen? Well, Emily will join us in about 10 minutes.
Taking the stress out of the morning routine.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.